all the dogs and cats went up the hill, behind the village, before the tidal wave came. I guess they could sense it. And the older people were telling us to watch the water, the ocean in front of us, and if it started making a big whirlpool out there, then we should start heading up the hill behind the village.
Sago, Skinagoga, welcome to the Storyteller. From the deserts of the southwest to the frozen tundra of the north, and all across this great land there are stories, true stories of First Nations people whose lives have been changed forever, who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Join us now as we listen to The Storyteller.
My name is Don Shugek. I was born in 1950 in a village called Old Harbor, Alaska, on Kodiak Island. I'm Sukipiak from that area, which is Aleut, from the chain there. And my mom and dad grew up in a village called Eagle Harbor on the island. And that village is abandoned. If you were to fly over today, you would see holes in the ground where old barabaras were, the old mud houses that they used to have when they were growing up. They moved from Eagle Harbor to Old Harbor, where I was born, 1950, December. I grew up knowing what it was like to live in the ocean, live on the ocean, and live from the ocean. I was very young when I learned to hunt for seal and bear, go halibut fishing, get crab and clams, different types of mussels and sea urchin. Of course, we had our own names for those when I was growing up and in our Sukpiak language. A lot of our culture was lost because of education and religion that came in, banning the culture of the Aleut people down there. There were a lot of times, even now, that I miss that old type of life where you'd spend all the time in the woods and out on the ocean. I'm kind of an ocean person. That's what the way I grew up. So I fished and I hunted off the ocean there. Summertime, we'd go out and get seagull eggs in the springtime, you know, and harvest seagull eggs and crab. It was a neat place to grow up. Missionaries came into Old Harbor when I was very young, and I think they were there before I was born, but my mom was the first one that understood the message of the gospel. And she came to know the Lord in a village where, because of the interaction between the larger culture and our culture, there was so much turmoil and upheaval that there were a lot of times when the village was, you could just call it dark, where alcohol took over and all the abuse and all the domestic violence and neglect of children all took place. And we were part of that. My dad would also drink, and he would there'd be a lot of violence when he did that. And so we grew up under that, like just about every village in Alaska did. And so there were a lot of problems came out of the villages because of that, and we're battling that today. And we're trying to find answers to those things. And in my life, found out that God is the only answer for that. And He gives us the answers in the Bible. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to it because we don't think it's real. because of how the gospel came into our world and our culture, and it came in such a way that just blew our culture away. And so there's a lot of bitterness toward Christianity. But the truth in God's word is what changes people. And that's what changed my mom's life. And my dad's life, eventually, he came to know the Lord, probably around 1959. And the interesting story about that is that it was a missionary that dad was building a house in, a frame house, and he said that the missionary would come and help him, and dad was a Russian Orthodox lay reader in our old church, and he really didn't want to hear anything that the missionary might say. So all the missionary would do is come over and help him and work with him, and then once in a while he'd quote a scripture verse. And that scripture verse hit dad's heart. And he realized that the word is pretty strong. God's word is pretty powerful. And not too long after that, he came to know the Lord. I probably came to know the Lord when I was 12 years old under a missionary called Violet Abel. And back then, I'd gone to a sewing class that she was putting on for the women in the village there, and I had to ask my mom a question, so I went in there and I saw at the back of the chapel that they were at a panoramic view of the Bible, and I understood the whole plan of God's creation in this world. I saw the beginning of it, and I saw the end of it. And it made sense to me, and in the middle of that was the cross of Jesus Christ. And I understood the love that God had for me then. When I looked at that panoramic view of the Bible and God's plan for the time that we live in, it was really nothing new. What was missing to me, and I understood it at that time, was the personal side of God's reaching out to me. And I saw that in this plan that he had in the Bible, that the cross was the focal point for reaching out to me, that he sent his son for Don Shugak. And the reason he sent his son for Don Shugak is because he wanted to bring him back. In some cultures, and I believe our culture was kind of that way, was there was no understanding of sin. It was whatever you did was part of everyday life. That it just happened that way. And things were accepted that way. But there were certain things that you didn't do when you were growing up. And those things we called wrong, those things we called bad. And there was an understanding then that we had that we weren't good people all the time. And so when Jesus came down, and this is God who was clean and pure and didn't do anything wrong, he came down and all my badness was put on him. And he took the punishment for that badness for me, for Don Shugak. He took that punishment so that he could give me his goodness and I could stand before the Father clean. And that just brings tears to my eyes that God would do that for me. What a profound thought that a God of all this creation, everything that we see around us, this huge God, and you look at the universe and Earth is such a speck in the rest of the Earth universe, and yet he sent his son to die for Don Shugak and try to bring him back to himself. To me, that's a profound thing. If he could do that for me, I couldn't do any less but turn my life over to him. So I did. I went back home, and the Holy Spirit had been talking to me, and I didn't understand it then. I didn't understand what I was doing, but I felt like I had to talk to God. So I went to my room and got on my knees, and I asked God to come into my life and be a part of it. And I didn't understand then what I had done. But I could look back now, and I'm 53 years old, and I could look back now and see how God has led me all those years in my life. And it's been a ride with the Lord. Back in March of 1964, on the 27th of that month, we had a catastrophe hit the state of Alaska, and it was called the biggest earthquake, I guess, that we've ever experienced up here. And it caused huge devastation to the city of Anchorage and to the coastal communities because of the tidal wave that followed after. And I was part of that in the village of Old Harbor. The tidal wave came and wiped out the whole village. I remember when the earthquake came, all the dogs and cats went up the hill behind the village before the tidal wave came. I guess they could sense it. And the older people were telling us to watch the water, the ocean in front of us. And if it started making a big whirlpool out there, then we should start heading up the hill behind the village. Well, we were a little too slow, and everybody started yelling that something was happening. And there was a village ahead of us called Kaguyak, who had been hit first by the tidal wave. The first wave came through there, and then it was receding going back out. And three guys went down to a radio shack, which is how the villages communicated then. It was a radio shack, and it still was standing. So they called Old Harbor and told them that there was a tidal wave coming. But before they could get back up the mountain, the wave came and swept them away. So they sacrificed their lives for the village of Old Harbor. And that's how everybody in the village of Old Harbor got saved. They were warned ahead of time that the tidal wave was coming. I had my sister while the earthquake was happening, and there were waves on the ground 3 or 4 feet high. And I could hardly stand when I was outside, and then we didn't know that we should stay inside the building, but we were outside, and I had my little sister Ruth in my arms. I was 13 years old, and when it was all over, everything had died down a little bit, and the village had settled down a little bit, and a call came in, and it was kind of a flat area of the village. There was a little dip in the middle of the village, and off to the northeast side of the village was a place called the Lagoon. And when they told us to start running, I took my sister and we started running across this field. And I could look to my right, and the lagoon had filled up with water, and the waves started coming toward us, and I could still see that wave coming toward us. And it came in, several times that night, and took out most of the houses in the village, except for the Russian Orthodox Church and the school, because they were on higher ground. And the Lord preserved us from that. My dad got TB, and he broke his back chopping wood, carrying water-soaked logs from the beach up to our house, and he broke his back. He finished his job and then went and laid down. And when he woke up, he couldn't move, so they took him to the hospital and had to operate on his back, and then he had TB on top of it. So early 60s or later 60s, maybe we had moved out to Anchorage, here in Anchorage. And this city became part of my life. From being out in the woods and out on the ocean, for a young guy it was hard to make that switch, to go into schools and find a whole different culture and try to live with that and understand it, with the new math they were coming out with that back then, and it was a pretty strange world. And the Lord led me through that. Got through the elementary years and junior high. Then I went to high school. First 2 weeks in Oregon, place called Chemawa High School, and then my dad pulled me out of there and sent me to the Christian High School up there at mile 94 and a half on the Glen Highway. Understood then, after going through those 4 years, plan God had for us and the plan he had for my life. I grew up a very angry man. I was angry as a young person. I'd grown up, like any boy, wanting the intimacy with my father, and I never got it. It was something that was lacking in all of our lives, as there were 10 of us in the family, and I was the oldest of 10. And my dad was also a very angry person, so he passed that on to the whole family. And that anger drove me. I became the best at everything that I tried to do. I became a preacher, and I understood the Word of God, and I was able to preach the way it was supposed to be preached. I became a heavy equipment operator. I could drive a pretty good dozer and backhoe and dump trucks. And I became a teacher, went to 4 years of a high school. All this time, my anger was pushing me and driving me. And I became a field production operator, working in the oil fields in Alaska here, and went through a 4-year training program and aced that program also. So all the training I've had in my life, I should have a PhD by now. But the Lord made me see through that. The reason I was driven so much in my life is because I was trying to get the approval of my dad, who had long since gone to be with the Lord. I had finally realized that was why I was driving myself, is to gain the approval of my dad. And once I realized that, I recognized that same relationship that I had with my dad was the relationship I had with God in my Christian life. That my dad would build me up, and then he would tear me down as soon as I would accomplish something. He would say, you're trying to be too good, or don't think you're something, or that's just the stupidest thing, or he'd put me down somehow. And so I grew up without affirmation for whatever I was doing, and so that's the way I saw God, my relationship with God. And I never had a real relationship with him. It was just like something with my dad. And even up until the time I had the accident on a slope, when I was exploded out of a well house and burned on 20% of my body and broke my back in a couple places, and broke both femurs and multiple other broken bones, that I thought that that's what God was doing to me then. And then going through this Family Wellness Warriors Initiative program, which is a movement in Alaska today, I realized that all God wants was for me to enjoy him. And I'm 53 years old, and it's been 2 years ago when I finally realized that I was an angry person, and I almost lost my family because of it. Edna, my wife, kept telling me I was very angry, and I thought it was her problem. And tore my family up. just like my dad's family got torn up, and finally she made the ultimatum to me. She said, you gotta choose between your anger and me and the kids. And then I realized I did have a problem. I had nowhere to go because I was a very proud man. Was very macho and a tough type person, and nobody was going to tell me what to do. And there's no way that I was going to go to counseling, so I was kind of in a tough spot. And the only place I could go was to God. So we were driving down a street here in Anchorage, and that's when Edna told me, and I just broke down while I was driving, and I said, God, you got to help me. I can't do this. I recognize now that I am an angry person, that my family is being torn apart, and the same anger that my dad had is being passed on to my children. And we needed to break that cycle. And so it was then. I never experienced anything like this before, but when I had prayed that God would take my anger away and fill it with His love, fill that place with His love, it was like I was washed, physically washed, from my head to my toes. I mean, it was like something was pushed out of me. And I haven't been angry since. Gotten frustrated a few times, but not that boiling anger that was inside of me for all of my life. If I look back on my life and try to say, what would my life have been like without God? There really wouldn't be any hope in my life. No matter what kind of life you've led, no matter what you've gone through as a child, or no matter what hardships there are in your life, God can be there with you. God really loves people. Did so much for them, sending His only Son. Yeah, you know, like those three men in the village of Kuguyak who sacrificed their lives for the village of Old Harbor. That's what Jesus did for us. He sacrificed His life for me, for you, so that we could be saved. We can be saved from sin, saved from eternity in hell, and to go to a place where God prepared for us in heaven.
As amazing as it was what those men did for Old Harbor, what God did for us is so much more. Jesus Christ gave His life for us, so that we could escape the judgment to come and live with Him forever. That's why Jesus died on the cross. But He didn't stay dead. The grave couldn't hold Him. And for all who put their trust in Him, the same will be true for us. Listen to Jesus' words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believes on Him is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. My friend, what will you do with Jesus? Want to know more? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.